may one leave the news playing on a radio, phone, or computer into Shabbos during wartime? May one do so? Should one do so? Or is it best to avoid? So before we go into the question of wartime, let's discuss the general perspective in halacha regarding leaving a radio, phone, or computer on into Shabbos with ability to hear and see news. So already a generation ago, with the invention of the radio, the Gedolei HaPoskim of that time dealt with the question of A, turning on a radio on Shabbos, as well as leaving it on into Shabbos. And while regarding turning it on Shabbos, it is prohibited, being that it involves electric currents, some of these Poskim concluded that there is no prohibition to leave it on before Shabbos and listen to news that does not involve any Shabbos prohibition. So was the ruling of the Marshag in Volume 2, Tshuva 118, the Shulchan Malachim, Volume 6, as recorded in the Sefer Sharma Mitzionim Be'alacha. The vast majority of Poskim, however, dissent this ruling and write that it is forbidden for one to leave the radio or phone or computer on into Shabbos due to various possible prohibitions. Number one, you may end up listening to business-related news, which is forbidden on Shabbos. Number two, perhaps listening to music through the radio is forbidden due to the prohibition against playing music on Shabbos. Number three, if the talk show host is Jewish or the radio station is Jewish, then you are being an accomplice in their desecration of Shabbos. Number four, it's forbidden before Shabbos to arrange for a noise-making malacha to take place into Shabbos, due to that people may think you did it on Shabbos, and the same will apply to the radio, or television, or computer, that people may think that you turned it on Shabbos. Number five, zilzula de Shabbos, it's a great desecration of Shabbos to continue listening to radio and TV shows and the like. Practically, the widespread custom is to forbid doing so, as regardless of the halachic discussion, doing so breaks the Shabbos spirit. However, here's where we come to the question of what do you do during wartime? So all those who are in an area in which they could be affected by the war and may need to hear life-saving news updates certainly are not to be stringent in this matter at such a time and are to leave a radio on a low volume into Shabbos in order so they can receive these updates live when necessary. In the past, many Rabbanim have stated that this is not necessary in Israel, as in any event, there is a siren that goes off during a missile attack which you hear regardless, and therefore the radio doesn't really play any purpose. However, unfortunately, in the current warfare that we are facing, this does not suffice, as it's critical to know the reason for why the siren ran off and whether it's due to terrorist infiltration or due to a missile attack. As well as certainly having the information of when you can go out of the bunker is likewise of importance. And therefore, in the current crisis, we can say unanimously that there is no issue whatsoever with leaving on the radio. And so indeed has directed the Chief Rabbinate of Israel. A number of Shabbos observant radio stations will have a silent broadcast playing throughout Shabbos in which important news events will only feature when necessary, meaning that you will not hear anything until there is a news event that relates to your safety or the safety of other citizens within Israel. These stations include Moreshet Kol Chai and Kol Berama. Their stations 102.5, 93 FM, 92.8 FM, 107.6 FM, 105.7 FM, 104.3 FM, and 92.1 FM. For those who are in Chutz La'aretz, ideally there's no allowance for them to be lenient in this Shabbos, as the news of the war is not relevant to them, as they are considered to be in the safe zone. Nonetheless, if there is any pertinent matter that is relevant to them that they would need to find out, such as a soldier is on call for reserve duty and is unable to fly back due to lack of flights and he needs to find out over the news, then in all cases of the like, one should speak to his Rav for an allowance to leave the radio on into Shabbos. Likewise, those who have relatives in Israel and are worried sick about what's going on and leaving the radio on into Shabbos will allow them to have a peaceful Shabbos are likewise to discuss this matter with their Rav if there is room for allowance in such a case. Although in general, the Poskim rule that it is permitted for one to even listen to music on Shabbos by having it turned on before Shabbos for the sake of calming a person down if the person is sick. And there is room to apply this likewise to our situation on an individual basis, as each person will discuss and consult with their Rav.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanArucharav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.